So I'll tell you what, I'm pretty well set up here, and I'm just going to kind of start from the top where I was at. Again, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I want to know first and foremost, when I was doing research on you, there have been numerous quotes that have said that you're the hardest working man in Hollywood. How do you feel about that?
I feel it's quite awesome, actually, to get that title. I'm just out here trying to do the best I can, trying to get my face out there, and it's all about being seen, especially in the entertainment industry.
How many hours a day and a week do you work on average?
On an average? Oh, God, it really varies. Sometimes I'm out there 15, 16 hours, in one day. It really varies from day to day, depending on how busy it is out there. I've gone out there some days and only been out there for like 4 hours because it was like really super slow.
So I got to ask you, I just saw the movie the other night, and I got to be honest with you, I had it in my Netflix queue for a while, and every time I'd look at it, I was like, God, I want to see this film. It looks completely interesting. And I have to tell you, and I'm a real documentary hog, and I love real indie films. There was something about this film with you and every other individual in this film that really, I think it was shot well, it was filmed well, they really capture the essence of all of you. I think it was a well-made film. With that said, how did you feel about the film, and what has happened to you since? How many positive things, how many things have happened since the film?
Well, first of all, let me back up to the first part of that. It was shot by Matt Ogens, Charlie Greenway, and Jamie Patrickoff, and I'd just like to add that they had the artistic eye for shooting it properly. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful working with the cast and crew. They were wonderful people. As for exposure, it's given me a ton of exposure. Worldwide, basically, I've got people calling me from all over the place wanting to do interviews, wanting to do different projects. I just got back from Spain working on a movie over there due to the fact that the director was given this film, Confessions of a Superhero, for his birthday. And he saw it, just fell in love with me, and it's like, hey, let's do something with this guy.
Excellent.
So they called me up and asked me if I'd be willing to fly over to Spain and work on a film called La Curiosa Connection. Do you want to entonce ye Krypton? In English, that would be the curious connection between Juan Entonce and Krypton. I also got two other gigs coming up in March, also due to this film. So it's getting out there, and people are starting to recognize me from the film. So I'd say it's all been pretty good, and everything's just kind of moving upward and forward.
How did you feel when you walked out of the theater after watching that for the first time, wanting to be on the big screen, feeling that you may have realized your dream?
First thing was, when I went in to the film to see it for the first time, sure, we saw it here at home on disc and everything so that we would know what we're talking about when we do the interviews. But when I got into the theater for the first time, I thought something that entertainers shouldn't think. And that is, okay, this is do or die. Either they're going to love you or they're going to hate you.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of broke out in the sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden people were cheering, laughing, and crying. And I was like, wow, we kind of hit all the emotions here with this film. And to me, it's my life. So I know my life, as do the other characters that were portrayed in the film. So to us, it was kind of like another documentary had by all. But the real way of testing it is, how does the audience like it?
Right.
You know, and apparently they loved it. So I walked out of the theater, relieved, feeling, wow, I guess we do have a hit on our hands. Everybody loves it. We were also the talk of the town over in South by Southwest.
Sure.
Everybody was talking about it. Our film was sold out every night. He asked us if we could do an encore presentation, so we did that, and I think that the film was really awesome, and it was portrayed really well.
So in the limelight following the film's release, did a lot more characters come out to the boulevard? Was there increased traffic with people kind of following your lead?
Oh, Oh, yeah. We definitely have a huge following out on the Boulevard now due to the film. My God. I think we've gotten like 50 new characters out there on the Boulevard. And I've had a couple people come out doing the Superman thing, too. You know, they saw the movie and figured, oh, I can do what he does.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to tell you, you were the class you emit in that film. And, you know, it's just you. I was completely impressed. I admire you quite a bit for what you're doing. I mean, you're living the way you want to live, and there's something huge to be said about anybody that grabs life by the coattails. So kudos to you, definitely.
Well, the way I look at it, you got to grab life by the coattails. Otherwise, you're not going to live life to its fullest. You know, and if you don't love what you're doing for work, then you're just a slave to the work industry.
Let me ask you, in Hollywood, I saw you met Antonio Banderas and you got his autograph, and I know that you had some autographs in your apartment. Who have been the most interesting, cool people, actors or actresses you've met in Hollywood?
Oh, my God. There are so many. Kind of too many to list. Interesting celebrities that I've met. Well, let's see. We've had Juliet Landau in our house. Paris Hilton was a really nice person to meet and talk to. Antonio Banderas, he was very, very nice. Drew Barrymore, Bruce Willis, Demi Moore. Oh, God, the list just goes on and on. I've met over 550 celebrities that I could just spit off names.
My next question here is, what's the most humbling thing in your life that keeps you grounded every day?
Most humbling thing that in my life that keeps me grounded every day. I'm going to have to say my wife.
If there's one thing, when everything's said and done in your life, when people go to Hollywood and they hear your name, what do you want them to remember?
I want them to remember what a nice guy I was when they met me. I want them to also remember me as a Hollywood entertainer. Movies, television, and for doing the Superman thing on Hollywood.
Do you keep in touch with the other characters in the film? Are you all still tight, you and Batman and the others?
Batman isn't allowed out here in the Hollywood area until later on this year due to the arrest that you saw in the film.
Okay.
But we do talk to them every now and then, not too often. He kind of has a negative attitude towards things and life in general, so I try to stick with positive people, positive thoughts, because I feel that if you're hanging around positive people, that's going to rub off on you.
Sure.
You're going to be positive, and you're going to move forward in your career or whatever it is you want to do in life. If you hang out with negative people, then negative things are going to happen.
Lead me through a typical day. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, let me finish with this.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Jenny, Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. We still talk with her, and we hang out every now and then. The Hulk, I see him once in a great while. He comes out to the Boulevard every now and then, but he kind of sticks to himself. He's kind of a quiet person.
Mm-hmm.
So that pretty much caps up on the characters from the film.
Lead me through a typical day for Christopher Dennis.
Let's see. I get up. I go into the bathroom, I shave, get cleaned up and everything. I do my hair, put in the curl, come out to the living room. I suit up in my Superman suit, and I journey out onto the Boulevard to meet and greet the tourist. When I get home, I come back on breaks, and I'm always checking the internet for other possible movie gigs, TV shows, and stuff like that. So I'm booking myself right now. I'm not with any agent or manager or anything like that. I'm self-represented. So for me, I'm kind of doing everything. I'm booking different jobs. I'm lining up work. I'm lining up birthday parties and stuff. And I'm a big avid collector.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get off work at night, I usually go on the internet and I start looking at collectibles and stuff like that, checking my MySpace for messages, my emails, see if there's any job opportunities out there. I'm always putting out word that I'm looking for more work when I'm not working.
Are you a fan of Smallville?
I am a fan of Smallville.
Have you met Tom Welling, and have you ever had a chance to maybe be on the show?
I have not had a chance to be on the show yet, but I would love to. And as for meeting Tom Welling, I have not met Tom Welling yet, but I have some other friends that have worked with Tom Welling, such as John Schneider. He played Jonathan Kent in Smallville. He's a good friend of mine. I've met some of the other cast members. Michael Rosenbaum lives right up the hill from us. So I've met some of the people. I also met John Glover. He was really super nice. Spent some time with me.
I tell you what, I don't want to be too cliche here, but I got my final question here I got to ask you, and it's only because it's been the most referenced question. Can you fly?
Can I fly? What I always tell people is only when there's an emergency.
Good answer.
But I like to think that everybody can fly in their own special way, you know, because we all have a little hero in us somewhere.
Christopher Dennis, I appreciate you calling me up. I had a joy talking to you, and continued success. You're a great man. You're a man amongst men.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Excellent, Christopher. Thanks again, and have a wonderful day.
Oh, you as well. Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care.
Have a blessed day yourself.
Sure. See you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.